The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Ball knocked away. Steal is made. Kit Wells coming up the floor with it. Takes it right into the defender and lays it up and in. Kit Wells with her eighth point of the basketball game. And back-to-back buckets for Axtell. Takes the lead back out to five.
Tonight, the postseason begins with the opening game of the C-110 sub-district in Kearney as the Gibbon Buffaloes battle the Broken Bow Indians. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Tries to force it to the baseline to Walker, but it's stolen away. Eckhout. Eckhout out ahead to Martinson. She'll drive it and score and draw the foul and a chance to tie it.
This is the third meeting of the year between these two teams, with Broken Bow taking both of the regular season and holiday tournament matchups. Tonight, Gibbon looks to turn the tables and keep their season alive. It's the Indians and Buffaloes coming up next, but first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from Kearney High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Kearney High School as the postseason begins in girls basketball. Randy Bushkutter here with you at the the C-110 sub-district here at Kearney High School. It's a play-in game between fourth-seeded Broken Bow and fifth-seeded Gibbon. Broken Bow comes in 6-16 on the season. Gibbon is 2-19 on the year. These two teams have gotten together before during the holiday tournament. At Elm Creek, Broken Bow picked up a 45-21 win, and then about a week and a half later, they got together back in Broken Bow, and again, it was the Lady Indians with a 46-28 win. But what game do you really want to win? Well, you want to keep advancing in the postseason, and certainly Gibbon feels like they have a chance to do that. Head coach Jim Rayburn said they've been practicing very, very well. Broken Bow does have a couple of injuries that are going to slow them down just a little bit, and as a result, this one really is anybody's basketball game, even though Gibbon only two wins on the season as they were able to win in Elwood by 17 and then also win against Shelton earlier this year by 11. So they really haven't been in that many tight ball games throughout the course of the year. This one may very well be one of those games that comes down to the wire. Winner of this game will be taking on the number one seed so far in the entire state. And the number one seed here in the sub-district, that'll be Minden. They are 22-0. And on the other side of the bracket, second-seeded Kearney Catholic is also number two in overall wild card points in the state. They're the number two seed here in the same sub-district. And Centura will be their opponent. A couple of games we'll have for you tomorrow on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The winner of this game tomorrow will play Minden at 6 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9, followed by Centura and Kearney Catholic. But who will advance to take on the Whippets? Well, we'll begin to kind of piece that together when we come back and take a look at the starters here from Kearney High as we'll continue coverage of C1 State District Sub-District Basketball. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the Gibbon Buffaloes. They will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They'll be in their road blue uniforms, and their starters are Hannah Cutback, a 5'9 senior. Harley Brown is 5'7, also a senior. Emma Van Bader, 5'6 senior. Faith Tracy, a 5'7 sophomore. And Michaela Walker is 5'6 and a junior for head coach Jim Rayburn. For the Broken Bow Indians, Ashley Kirkpatrick is a 5'6 senior. Jasmine Brooks is a 5'8 junior. Carla Bogie is 5'8 and a junior. Rachel Gaston, 5'5 and a junior. And Krista Scott is 5'8 and a junior for head coach Bryce King. Tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. Don't forget that we have more basketball for you on our network of stations. Taking place right now over at Kearney Catholic is the D19 sub-district. Axtell and Amherst getting together in that one. All five teams in that sub-district are members of the Fort Kearney Conference. So it's kind of a mini Fort Kearney Conference tournament. Amherst, the number 5 seed, will be taking on 4 seed at Axtell. That game is scheduled to start the same time as this one. Winner of that game will be taking on the Overton Lady Eagles, who are 16-6 on the season. And second seed of Wilcox Hildreth will take on Elm Creek tomorrow at 7:45. Those games tomorrow will be right back here on ESPN 1460. So we're going to be kind of flopping which district or sub-district we're going to be at here in the next couple of days. So tomorrow, the winner of this game will be on Classic Hits 98.9, and we'll have on right here on ESPN, we will have the sub-district matchups that will be taking place over at Kearney Catholic. And again, I'll be over and taking on the winner of Axtell and Amherst at 6, followed by Elm Creek and Wilcox at 7:45. We're back after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School as we're getting all set and ready to go here for the C-110 sub-districts. Again, the winner, Broken Bow and Gibbon, will be taking on Minden tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And then the second game will have Centura and Kearney Catholic at 7:30 tomorrow. Both of those games will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And as I mentioned, on Classic Hits right now is coverage of Axtell and Amherst, part of the D19 over at Kearney Catholic. So both Doug and I in town for sub-district basketball, and that almost never happens that we don't have some sort of long drive for you. Don't forget, we'll have coverage of the state wrestling tournament beginning Thursday as classes B and C will be part of the morning session. The evening session will take place about 5:30, 6 o'clock or so, and we'll have coverage throughout the course of the day on our network of stations, right here on Classic Hits 98, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, as well as right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. So we'll have coverage of state wrestling. And don't forget, the state wrestling semifinals will be Friday night on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Well, the starters have been announced, and just a reminder, Broken Bow, they will be the home team. They're in their home white uniforms with the red numbers, letters, and trim. And Gibbon will be in their road blues with silver numbers, a little bit of white outline on them. And they also got some white piping down the sides as well. And we're just about ready to get things underway here, as it looks like the Buffaloes are going to have Harley Brown do the jumping. And we can kind of hear some of the Gibbon folks behind us starting a rhythmic clap to kind of get things going here. Jumping will be Christian Scott for Broken Bow. It is going to be Brown here for Gibbon. And the girls' postseason is underway with a tip that's controlled by Gibbon. So the Buffaloes have first possession of the basketball. And it's going to be Van Mater who'll give it off on the left side. They'll cycle through as Walker has it. Walker tries to get it in the elbow, and it's going to be a Gibbon turnover. Pass was off the mark, and on the run are the Indians. They'll lay it up with that right hand. Shot is no good for Gaston. And coming up with a rebound on the run is going to be Van Mater. Van Mater's going to drive all the way in. Her shot is no good, and they're going to tie up the rebound. So both teams getting a pretty good look inside, and neither team can come up with it. Alternating possession rule will give Broken Bow the ball. So we'll move that possession arrow and hand the basketball off to Broken Bow. In the offensive zone here is going to be Gaston. Gaston's going to be picked up here by Walker. Little 2-3 zone here. Maybe a box of one as they're trying to deny the ball to Scott, but she's able to get it, kick it into the corner. Three-pointer there for Broken Bow is no good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall for Bogie. And ending the possession on the run here is going to be Brown. Brown brings in the offensive zone, gets it on the baseline here for Walker. Walker jumper is no good. Rebounded by Bogie. And both teams still looking for their first points of the ball game. Around the perimeter goes Broken Bow. Nice ball fake. Driving here is Gaston. Gaston lays it up. Shot won't fall, but she'll head to the free throw line as she was fouled. That'll be a little reach here on Emma Van Mater. Her first, team's first. So Gaston to shoot two, as we're still looking for her first points of the day. And Gaston is able to provide our first point. Broken Bow one, Gibbon nothing. We played just a shade over 1 minute of the first quarter. Second free throw by Gaston up, rolls around, and is no good. Rebound out of there is going to be Cutterback. So Cutterback is able to pull down the bound. And Gibbon brings in the offensive zone. They're going to hand it off here to Brown. Brown's going to get off the cycle, and she runs into the defender. That'll be a charge. Collecting the charge is going to be Jasmine Brooks. So Harley Brown called for the offensive foul, and there was good position on the inside there. No question about it that Brooks was set. So that'll also serve as a turnover here. Scott brings in the offensive zone, gives it right side for Kirkpatrick. They leave Kirkpatrick open to shoot the three. She puts up the shot, and then on the box out, she is fouled. So Kirkpatrick is going to shoot three here. And the foul is on Walker. So third foul here on the Buffaloes, and three free throws coming up here for Kirkpatrick. And her first one is up and good. Well, both points so far for Broken Bow have come from the free throw line. Second free throw is on the way. It, too, is good. And one more free throw on the way here. And it is up and rolls around. Nice shooter's touch there. Hitting all three of them is Kirkpatrick. So 4-0, Broken Bow, long pass. And it's going to be an over and back. It was stolen away initially by Broken Bow. And with her foot in the front court was Rachel Gaston when she got the ball. And then she pivoted, didn't realize exactly where she was, so she ends up turning the ball back over. So we just swapped turnovers here. And now Gibbon will bring in the offensive zone. Pass on the right side. Van Meter will dribble back out to the top of the key. Pressure in her is going to be Gaston. And we're going to have a timeout. Timeout for the Buffaloes. They trail it 4-0. 6:16 to go here in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And we'll see if Gibbon can get something going here offensively. They have yet to crack the scoring column. They trail it 4-0. Pass on the right side. Van Meter had a little trouble handling it. She'll kick it back out here for Brown. Brown almost near midcourt. And now she'll dribble, get a screen, takes it all the way to the baseline. Her shot back the iron, no good. And coming out with a rebound is going to be Kirkpatrick. So Kirkpatrick is able to come down with the bound, and she'll bring in the offensive zone. Dribbles across the bear cap hall here at Kearney High, and she'll kick it right side for Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick lost the ball. It's going to be a hell ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Gibbon. So that'll be a Broken Bow turnover. Four turnovers for Gibbon. That's now the second against Broken Bow, and it's going to be inbounded here to Hannah Cutterback. Cutterback pass up ahead is going to go through the hands of Rachel Danielson and out of bounds. So Gibbon will turn the ball right back over. So Broken Bow with that 4-0 lead will try to add to it. And Krisha Scott gets the ball inbounded and is told what to run here by head coach Bryce King. She'll bring in the offensive zone. On the right sideline, Brooks has it. They'll kick it out to the elbow. That's Bogey. Bogey, 15-foot jumper, no good. And Brown pulls down the rebound, and then we got a foul. So Harley Brown pulls down the defensive rebound after Broken Bow missed the shot. And that's going to be the first foul on Broken Bow. First personal foul against Krisha Scott. And again, Broken Bow will put a little full court pressure on here. Walker handles the ball pretty well. Will kick it out to Harley Brown. Brown's across the timeline. She's picked up man-to-man by Kirkpatrick. And pivoting to that right side is going to be Van Meter. She'll kick it to the elbow. There's Cutterback. Cutterback in the lane. Gets it back out for Van Meter. Van Meter, long jumper. That three is no good. And it goes out of bounds off of the Indians after the miss. So Gibbon will get a team rebound here, as there was pretty good effort in there by Cutterback to knock the ball off of one of the Indians. And the ball is going to be inbounded to Walker. Walker's going to fire the three. That three is no good. And the ball goes out of bounds, and Broken Bow will get possession. I don't know if anybody touched that. They were trying to get to it after it kind of spun out of there. It hit on the left of the iron and kind of took a funny spin out. Nobody could get their hands on it. In the lane with the ball here is going to be Brooks. And now the pass to Bogey. Bogey had a little trouble handling it. She's able to just flip it up to Scott. Now Bogey has her shot blocked by Cutterback, and it's going to be rebounded out of there by Brown. So Cutterback comes up with a nice little block here, and Broken Bow hasn't scored in a while. They haven't scored a field goal all game. Neither team has. Broken Bow has shut out Gibbon so far, though, 4-0. 4:25 to go. On the right side is going to be Walker. Walker looks to the inside. Pass goes through the hands of Brown, and that'll be another Gibbon turnover. The Indians want to run a little bit as Kirkpatrick brings it in the lane. Backing in is Bogey, and Bogey had a little trouble with the handle, ends up taking an extra step, and that'll be a Broken Bow turnover. Four new Indians checking into the ball game. In there going to be Julia Loy, also checking in, Jade Atkins, Morgan Heffley in there as well. And who did I miss? I think it might be Lindbergh. Can't see the number from this angle. Walker will kick it right side. Three-pointer here by Brown, and she will hit it. It's a two. Brown had a toe on the line, and I mean just a toe. And she'll stroke it in, and it's now 4-2. First field goal of the game belongs to Gibbon. And they're going with a little 2-3 zone here. And around the perimeter, they'll get the ball off here to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the baseline, kicks it out for Atkins. Atkins' jumper is no good. Rebound to Heffley. Heffley passes it inside here for Loy. Loy's going to kick it top of the circle to Atkins. Atkins gives it right side. Three-pointer by Lindberg is going to be no good. And it goes to one of the Buffaloes, but they're going to say that she walked with it. Coming up with the ball momentarily was Harley Brown. And she got the rebound, but unfortunately also a turnover shortly thereafter. And she ended up falling down with it. Heffley going to inbound it. And leaning in between a double team there is going to be Brooks. Brooks' jumper is no good. And we got a foul on the rebound after Broken Bow missed the shot. The foul is going to go on the Indians. And that'll go on Loy. Her first foul. Team second. Three fouls against Gibbon. Two have been whistled against Broken Bow. Broken Bow leads it 4-2. So they've got the edge in both of those, and they have the edge also in turnovers because Gibbon, I think, is going to turn it over here. They're laying on the ground, somehow coming up that ball. Great hustle there by Hannah Cutterback. Cutterback avoids the turnover, and then a lost ball on the inside that's going to be knocked away from Walker, and Gibbon will be whistled for a turnover here. That was great hustle there by Cutterback to somehow wrestle it away from a couple of Indians and then roll it up ahead. But then the Indians' defense was able to kind of knock the ball loose and off the leg of one of the Buffaloes. And we're going to have a blocking foul called on Gibbon. That'll be on Faith Tracy. Ball was on the baseline, and as they were entering it in, kind of stepped into the body here. So that now is four fouls whistled against Gibbon in the game. And for Tracy, that is her first. Buffaloes will send Nisha Altman into the game. So Altman checks in as they'll go zone here on the inbounds. Try to get it in the lane and do. It's caught in there by Boji. Boji shot's no good, but there is a foul. She'll shoot a couple. Nice bounce pass to get it into Boji. And Nisha Altman is called for her first foul. Now five as a team against the Lady Buffs. The free throw back the iron and no good. Score remains 4-2 with 2:43 to go. Quarter number one, battle of survival here. A play-in game between 4-seeded Broken Bow and 5th-seeded Gibbon. Second free throw is no good. Offensive rebound, that's Loy. Loy's going to take it off glass. It will not fall. And finally coming out of with it is going to be Harley Brown. So Loy couldn't quite get the shot to go either. And Gibbon, near midcourt, brings in the offensive zone. There's Brown kicking it left side here for Walker. Walker fires the three. It's no good. And coming up with it in the corner here is going to be Scott. Christian Scott will lead the break. Does not really have numbers, and there's going to be a reach that's called here on Gibbon. And checking into the game will be Rachel Danielson. And she's coming in. We'll see if she comes in here for Van Mater. And she will, because Van Mater has just picked up her second foul. So Van Mater with the foul. And they'll inbound it. Will Broken Bow work it around the perimeter. Three-point on that right side by Kusky is no good. And the long rebound is taken out here by Harley Brown. Brown passes up ahead. Left-handed layup by Walker in transition. No good. Long rebound goes out to Scott. Scott's going to try to outrun everybody. She takes it off glass. She'll get the bucket and foul. It's going to be a blocking foul here on Harley Brown, and Brown now is going to be called for her second foul. And Chrystia Scott will step to the free throw line, try to finish off a three-point play here. It did go in, and the free throw here is up, and it is no good. Rebounded out of there by Hyde. Now they put the bucket on the board here. Gibbon is able to pull down the rebound. They'll kick it right side. Entry pass on the inside. Going to be taken away here by Loy. Loy with the steal. So Gibbon turns it over, and then they commit a foul. And now we'll walk to the other end of the court, and we're going to be shooting a one and one. And that foul for Gibbon will be going against Madison Hyde, who came in just a little bit ago. And Loy with the one and one. Her free throw is up and good. That'll earn her the bonus. 7-2, minute 42 to go in quarter number one. Loy's second free throw on the way. Back of the iron and no good. Long rebound tipped into the backcourt, and Broken Bow is able to track it down. Krisha Scott actually got the rebound about 70 feet from where the ball was shot from. Almost to the opposite baseline. Gaston will give us it off here for Scott, who kicks it left side. That's Kirkpatrick. She's going to fire the three. It's no good. Rebound going out of bounds and last touched by Faith Tracy. So Broken Bow will maintain the possession here. Nisha Altman checking back in here for Gibbon. With a minute 17 to go for the end of the first quarter. Ball pass inside for Loy. Loy's shot no good. Has it knocked away, but she's able to finally track down the loose ball, and she'll kick it out. So she got her own rebound. Gaston's got it now. She'll drive on the baseline. Kick it out in the lane. Bogey's shot won't fall. And the rebound again is going to be picked up, this time by Gaston. So Gaston with the offensive rebound, and then the ball on the inside, and Broken Bow turned it over. I think they could have called a couple of different things there. That was awfully close to a three-second call, but Gaston ends up taking a walk with the ball on the inside. Pass inbounded, and it's knocked back, but into the hands of Rachel Danielson, who has to cross the timeline. She'll give it off for Walker. Walker's going to fire a three, in and out, no good, and the rebound to Loy. So Loy will end the possession, and here come the Indians as they slowly bring it up. Scott will bring it up, and Gaston will kick it to the elbow. Loy, 15-foot jumper, good. And Loy with her first bucket of the ball game. And that allows Broken Bow to put a little pressure on. 9-2, 19 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Nisha Altman in the corner. Gibbon could use some points here, trailing it by 7, now with 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. Walker working against some pressure here by Scott. 5-second count's going on, picks up her dribble, gives it right side, 3 seconds left. They'll get the ball to Walker. Walker's pass knocked out of bounds off of Gibbon, and Gibbon will turn it over. They won't even get the shot off, and there's 0.1 to go here before the end of the first quarter. So they'll just inbound it, and that'll be it, because this has to be, I don't even think you can tip it with 0.1, and that will do it for the first quarter. 9-2 after one, Broken Bow with the lead over Gibbon. We're back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here. Don't forget that we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up. Well, at halftime, of course. And right now, Axtell is leading Amherst 17-11 at the end of the first quarter in the D19 being played over at Kearney Catholic. That game is on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. So Broken Bow will have possession of the ball. Possession arrow is pointing to them, and they'll bring in the offensive zone. Scott's going to kick it here left side for Gaston. Gaston gives it right side for Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick for Scott. Scott's going to penetrate, take it down to that left wing. Bounce pass in the lane here for Brooks. Brooks is going to kick it out. Shot no good. Offensive rebound up and in by Kirkpatrick. So Kirkpatrick is able to make the putback after the first shot was off the mark here. And now Gibbon finds themselves down 11-2. They need to get something going offensively. They scored only one bucket in that first quarter. So dribbling through the lane here is going to be Van Mater. Van Mater's shot's a little bit strong. Rebound will go out here for Bogey. So Gibbon continues to have problems scoring points. They are 1 of 10 shooting from the field. And 10% shooting is probably not going to be the recipe for success. Pass to the elbow. There's Boji. Her 15-foot jumper is no good. Offensive rebound. That one will not fall for Brooks as Brooks pulled down the rebound, and now Cutterback snags the bound here for the Buffaloes. Penetration here by Van Mater, and Van Mater is going to be held on her way to the elbow. Held on the elbow by Ashley Kirkpatrick. And for Kirkpatrick, that'll be her first foul. It's only three of them and whistled against Broken Bow here in the first half. Inbounded on that left side. There's Walker, and Walker will drain the three. That's a nice little shot in the arm as Michaela Walker drains the three-pointer, and it makes it now 11-5. See if they can build on that offensive momentum. At the elbow, here's Brooks, 15-foot jumper. It's no good. And the rebound in the corner, working through some pressure here, is going to be Harley Brown. And Brown has the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. And now Broken Bow will take the pressure off as Gibbon will inbound it. On the run here is going to be Van Mater. Van Mater drives, and now she'll go to the line. She was hit as she put up the shot. And that will be on Carly Boji. Her first, team's fourth. And shooting a couple here is going to be Van Mater. And the first one rolls around and is no good. So Van Mater will have one more free throw here. Gibbons trailing it 11-5, 6:15 to go. Second quarter, second free throw rolls around, no good. And that's going to be Boji, pulls down the rebound. She gives it to Gaston. Gaston now a kick right side for Kirkpatrick. They're going to skip it onto the baseline. Back and out is going to be Boji. Boji, about a 15-foot jumper, no good. Coming up the rebound and then falling is Tracy, but Tracy is able to get it to Van Mater. And so here comes Gibbon. Pass in the lane. Nice catch there by Harley Brown. She shoots over three Indians and is able to come up with her own rebound. And now driving on the inside, we've got a foul. They worked it here to Harley Brown, and Brown then hit on the arm. That'll be on Scott. So that's two on her. Buffalo's inbound it. That's Walker, top of the key. She gave it away. Now they'll hand it off here for Van Mater. And Van Mater on that left side driving. The officials now will say that no one touched it but Van Mater. And so that'll be another Gibbon turnover. 12-6. Gibbon turning the ball over twice as much as Broken Bow with 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Gaston will drive in the lane and she'll bank it up and in. On that left side, dribbled with that dominant hand, was able to bank it in. So an 8-point lead here once again for Broken Bow. Between circles, they give it to Van Mater. Van Mater, right wing to Walker. Walker on the left side, drained a three-pointer a little ago, bit ago. Aware of that is Kirkpatrick, so that's why she's defending her so closely. She'll dribble all the way underneath the basket, all the way to the corner. Now Walker will help work it around the perimeter. Van Mater has it. She'll step up to the free throw line, shoots it off glass, no good. And rebound is Gaston. So Gibbon again, not able to capitalize offensively. Their shooting unofficially is 2 of 13. Bounce pass to the elbow. There's Brooks. Brooks pass through the lane, goes off the hands of her teammate, Krisha Scott, and out of bounds. So that'll be a Broken Bow turnover. Unofficially, Gibbon 2 of 13 shooting, while Broken Bow is 4 of 20. Tracy will dribble down that far sideline. Kirkpatrick is going to pressure her. And the kick here left side for Harley Brown. Brown looking at the zone here. We'll work it back around here to Walker. Walker will kick it left side for Tracy. Tracy could have shot the three if she wanted it. She'll give it to Van Mater. Van Mater will dribble to the baseline. Little floater, no good. Partially deflected, and Krisha Scott is able to come up with the ball. And she's got a little pressure, so she'll slow it down, but she brings it across the midcourt stripe. Pass to the elbow. Kicking it out here is going to be Brooks. Brooks gives it off for Gaston, and Gaston takes an extra step. So she walks with the basketball, and we're midway through the second quarter. 13-5. Broken Bow with an 8-point lead. And the Buffaloes will send in the battle Rachel Danielson. Winner of this game gets Minden tomorrow, 6 o'clock, a game you'll be able to hear on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Inbounds pass stolen away. That's Bogey. Bogey, nice jump stop in the lane. Shot no good. And then we've got a foul on the rebound. And I think Bogey trying to get the ball back. And she'll commit the foul. Going over the back. So Broken Bow has not been able to kind of throw a knockout punch here. Gibbon can get something going offensively. Broken Bow is not exactly burying him. Walker on that right side, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Tracy. Tracy in the lane. Lost the ball as it's held. It's a tied-up ball. Well, nice work on the inside, but Tracy couldn't just hold on to it. Possession arrow pointing to Broken Bow, so they've got the ball. Scott will bring it across here for the Indians. They stop at the left side. Penetrating through that zone is Gaston. Gaston, a little jumper, no good. But she's heading to the free throw line, and she was hit on the arm. That'll be Anisha Altman. Now nine fouls whistled against Gibbon. And that'll be the second one here on Altman. And the free throw, back of the iron and no good. So Gaston will have one more free throw coming up here. Madison Hyde checking in for Gibbon. And the second free throw here for Gaston is up and no good. Up high for the rebound is Van Vader. So both free throws off the mark. And in the offensive end, here's Van Vader. She'll give it off left side for Walker. Walker's going to skip it out for Brown on the left wing. Top of the circle, Van Vader has it. Van Vader gives it right side for Brown. Brown three, no good. It's going to go out of bounds, and that'll be off of the Buffaloes. Morgan Heffley checking in here for the Indians. Three-point shooting. Gibbon is 1 of 7. Broken Bow 0 of 4. At the elbow, Brooks going to kick it out. Here's a three-pointer by Lemberg. No good. It's on the ground. And coming up with a loose ball is going to be Loy. And she's able to get it in to Brooks. And Brooks will score. So Jasmine Brooks with a nice little bucket there as Loy kept that one alive. Here's Brown, kicking it top of the circle. Van Mater fires the three in transition. It's no good. Long rebound, still being tipped around a little bit as Heffley had it momentarily. Off of the miss, her outlet was tipped away by one of the Buffaloes, and so it will remain here with Broken Bow. Heffley playing a little catch there, and she's picked up defensively by Walker. Walker almost comes up with a steal, but tracking it down near midcourt here is going to be Heffley. And Heffley will reset the offense. Now she gets back on that right wing. Kicks it top of the circle here for Jade Atkins. And Atkins on the pass will take an extra step. She turns it over. That was a forced turnover by Emma Van Mater with some pretty good defense. 15-5, 2 minutes to go here before halftime. And with it is number five, Harley Brown. Top of the circle, she gives it to Walker. Walker kicks it left side, three-pointer up, no good. Here for Van Mater, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Broken Bow. So inbounded to Walker in the corner. Walker pulls the trigger on a three, and she hits it. Michaela Walker with the three-pointer. And that'll push that lead back down to single digits. It's now 15-8. Up by 7, Broken Bow will pass it, nearly thrown away over there. Athletic move by Gaston to come up with the ball. And the pass on the inside, that goes to Loy. Loy's jumper, excuse me, the pass goes inside for Brooks. And Brooks hit on the arm as she puts up the jumper. And that is going to go on Hyde. Madison Hyde, that's going to be her second. A free throw rolls around and is no good here for Brooks. So she misses the first of two free throws. And Broken Bow now 5 of 13 from the free throw line. Only twice has Gibbon been to the line, and they are 0-for. Free throw up and good. 16-8. 8-point lead for Broken Bow. Gibbon's got the basketball. It's Harley Brown in the offensive zone. Looking at a 2-3 zone. Well, kind of almost a box and one here as they're staying with Van Mater. Lob pass inside. Nice pass inside for Brown, and Brown will score. Nice pass from Cutterback to get it inside for Brown, and Brown will be able to, after she made that catch over her shoulder, was facing the basket and was able to lay it up and in. So now 16-10. On the right side is Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick kicks it out here for Gaston. Gaston now going to drive in the lane. Shot no good. Offensive rebound up and good here for Julia Loy. So Julia Loy is able to lay it up and in as she makes the putback. Axtell controlling things against Amherst on our sister station. Here we got a drive. Emma Van Mater on the way to the basket. Puts up the shot. She's fouled. And that will be on Loy. So shooting a couple here is going to be Emma Van Mater. He's shooting two, and the first one is up, and it is short. And Mater's got one more as her team is down 18-10 with 33 seconds to go. We're in the second quarter, and the free throw is up and good. Madison High going to check in as Harley Brown will come out here for the Buffaloes. So Jasmine Brooks will give it here to Ashley Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick gives it off here for Scott. Scott's across the timeline. Gives it left side for Gaston. Gaston, nice pass through a double team. Inside for Brooks. And Brooks will take it off glass and scores. So Brooks will extend the lead here. 16 seconds left. It's now 20-11 with the dribble here is Van Mater. Van Mater lost it momentarily. Still keeps the dribble going. Pulls up for the 15-foot jumper in transition. She'll bank it in. Does Van Mater. And here comes Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick gives it off right side, and she'll bank it in at the buzzer from 30 feet. So Kirkpatrick is able to bank it in after Van Mater cut the lead down, and then Kirkpatrick with the bank from about 35 feet. Wow. Well, that's a little bit of an indication of how the half went here for Gibbon. They did something right, but still end up losing a little bit of ground because they give up a banked three-pointer from 30, 35 feet away. So we're heading to halftime. Broken Bow with a 35-13 lead over the Buffaloes. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with a Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney delivers.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And here we are at halftime. Well, right now, Gibbon's got a little work to do. They trail at intermission 23-13, and they just have had trouble offensively get going, and they finally started having a little bit more success in that late stages of the second quarter. But as soon as they come back and make it kind of interesting, well, you get that banked-in three-pointer from Kirkpatrick at the end of the first half, and it just feels like they're just getting slowly buried under an avalanche coming their way, a very slow avalanche. But right now, Broken Bow with a 23-13 lead here at Kearney High School. And again, the winner of this game, as we mentioned, will be taking on the number one team in the state in terms of wild card points and in ranking, Minden. They're also the number one team in the sub-district. The number two team in the state, both ranking-wise and in wild card points, is Kearney Catholic. And they're on the other side of the bracket. Tomorrow they'll be taking on Centura. The Minden winner of this game will be at 6 o'clock on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then the finals of the C-110 sub-district Thursday here from Kearney High will also be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Second game tomorrow will be third-seeded Centura taking on Kearney Catholic. That's scheduled for a 7:30 tip. Right now on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, Axtell is leading Amherst by a score of 28-17 at halftime. The winner of that game will be taking on Overton tomorrow night at 6 right here on ESPN. That'll be followed by second-seeded Wilcox Hildreth taking on Elm Creek at 7:45. And again, that game will be on ESPN. And Thursday, those winners will all get together for the sub-district final Thursday at 7 from Kearney Catholic, and we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN. Once again, your final, your halftime score, it is 23-13. Broken Bow with a 10-point lead over Gibbon. And we'll take a look at the halftime numbers when we come back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're at the Sub-District C-110 at Kearney High School. Right now, Broken Bow is leading Gibbon at the break, 23-13. Overall shooting from the field, Gibbon is 5 of 21 unofficially here in the first half, while Broken Bow is 8 of 27. Free throw line, one of the differences in the game. Broken Bow, 6 of 14, and Gibbon, 1 of 4. So 5 more points at the free throw line here for Broken Bow. Add in a banked-in three-pointer at the end of the first half, and they lead it here 23-13. Rebounding-wise, Broken Bow also with a slight edge, 20-16. Turnovers, 14 turnovers against the Gibbon Buffaloes and 9 against Broken Bow. Taking a look at some individual numbers, we'll begin first of all for Gibbon, who, as we mentioned, trails here at intermission 23-13, being led so far by Michaela Walker. Walker with 6 points as she's hit 2 3-pointers, both 3-pointers that have been made here for Gibbon. They're 2 of 10 from behind the arc, both of them coming from Walker. Harley Brown also on the board. She's got 4 points here at the break, and Emma Van Mater with 3 points. And so that rounds out the scoring. Walker with 6, Brown with 4, and Van Mater with three. Again, unofficially shooting 5 of 21 for about 24% here from the field. They're 2 of 10 from behind three-point range and 1 of 4 from the free throw line for Gibbon, who poor shooting right now really kind of hurting them. They're getting some okay looks from time to time, but haven't really been able to get things going offensively. Ashley Kirkpatrick, who banked in that three-pointer, hit the only three made here by Broken Bow in the ball game, and so she's leading the way with 8 points for the Lady Indians. Jasmine Brooks with 5, Julia Loy with 5, Rachel Gaston has 3, and Krisha Scott has 2 points here at intermission. Unofficially, 8 of 27 from the field. That's good for just short of 30%. They are 1 of 6 thanks to that late three-pointer, 1 of 6 from behind three-point range for about 17%. They are 6 of 14 from the free throw line for 43% shooting. So again, Broken Bow with a lead here at halftime of 23-13. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. The Buffaloes are down by 10, but they'll get the ball to start the third quarter. And we come back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Both teams coming out of their huddle. They spent a little bit more time over on the Broken Bow sideline, but Bryce King will send the Indians back into battle. And inbound the ball here for Gibbon is going to be Harley Brown. Brown and cutback. Well, actually it's Van Mater who comes up there to inbound the ball. Walker comes across the formation here. She'll get the ball on the left side. She's looking inside here for Tracy. She's going to fire the three. It is no good. And coming down with it is Broken Bow. Here's Scott in the offensive zone. And she'll kick it off here on the left side. Empty pass, knocked loose, trying to get the ball back is Brooks. Brooks can't come up with it, and that'll be a Broken Bow turnover. So they turn it over as it rolls out to Van Mater. Van Mater's going to step into a three in transition. Off glass, no good, and it's going to be a hell ball off of the miss. And that possession arrow now will point back to Gibbon because Broken Bow will get the ball now. Gibbon got the ball to start the quarter. First hell ball goes to the Indians, and they bring in the offensive zone. It's Scott who will kick it on that left wing. Holding it there is Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick gives it on the sideline here for Gaston. Gaston enters it in the lane. Falling down with the ball after making the steal is Van Mater. And Van Mater lost the ball but was able to toss it off the foot, apparently, of Carly Bogey. So Broken Bow does turn the ball over. And Gibbon will maintain the possession. They had it momentarily. And in a mass of bodies underneath the basket, Gibbon is able to keep the ball. So Brown will dribble, weave through a couple of defenders, loses the ball, rolls it out to Van Mater. Van Mater being picked up defensively there by Scott. She'll kick it off left side for Walker. Walker's pass deflected. Van Mater is able to pick it up near midcourt. And she'll kick it out here for Walker. Walker will fire the three in transition. No good. Offensive rebound, and we got a foul. Nice job snagging the rebound here for Gibbon. It's going to be Hannah Cutterback as she gets the offensive rebound. And now she's going to go and shoot a couple of shots as the foul is whistled on Jasmine Brooks. And that'll be the first foul on Brooks. So the free throw, back the iron, and no good. And Gibbon now 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. Second free throw is on the way, and it's also a little bit strong as it hits the iron. Bounces long out of there, and Kirkpatrick is able to track it down. So Kirkpatrick has it. We'll kick it up ahead here, and on the right side, Bogey will try to make the extra pass, and it's going to be stolen away by Cutterback. So Broken Bow turns the ball over, and they'll lob it up ahead here for Harley Brown. Brown's going to drive on the baseline, kick it out top of the circle. There's Van Mater, tries a long two. It is no good. And it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Broken Bow. So Gibbon will get the ball back here. They'll inbound underneath the basket. Brown to toss it in, and the pass knocked away by a couple of Indians. First tip there by Brooks, and Gibbon turns the ball over. Brooks knocked it away, and it was Bogey who eventually came up with the ball. Top of the circle now, it's Gaston with it. Pass to the elbow. There's Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick, turnaround jumper from 15 feet, no good. And the long rebound taken out by Kirkpatrick. So Kirkpatrick pulls down the rebound. Now on the baseline, in trouble is going to be Scott. Scott kicks it down here for Brooks. Brooks, top of the circle, will fire a long two, and she hits it. So Brooks will stroke in the two, and that will be the largest lead of the game here for Broken Bow. They lead it 25-13. So we'll see if Walker can answer back here. As they work it in the lane, rolling it back out here for Cutterback. Cutterback will drive, has her shot blocked, gets it back, and she'll lay it up and in. Hannah Cutterback lost the ball on the way up, had it blocked, but she's able to make the putback, so staying with it will allow her to cut the lead down to 10. Stepping through the lane is Brooks. Brooks lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds. That'll be a Broken Bow turnover. So Gibbon fell behind early in this one. They gave up the first 6 points of the ball game. And now they're still trying to work their way back into it. And they just turned the ball over. They just had it stripped away. Now the pass is tipped in the lane. Picking it up there is Brooks. Brooks will take it off glass and score. Jasmine Brooks, some nice hands in there as that pass was tipped, was able to pull it in. And then just pivoted up, was hit on the arm by Cutterback, and she'll have a chance to finish the three-point play. So Brooks, her free throw, back of the iron, no good, and rebound taken out of there by Van Mater. So Brooks couldn't get the shot to fall. And we'll see whether or not Gibbon can answer back. The three-pointer on that left side by Cutterback, and that's no good. So they couldn't hit the three, and now it's Gaston who has the ball here for Broken Bow. Right wing, Kirkpatrick, looking at a little 2-3 zone. They kick it to the elbow, ball fake here by Gaston. Gaston from 15 feet, jumper no good. Rebound out here by Brown, and Brown on the outlet pass is fouled. Harley Brown pulled down the defensive rebound and was fouled as she was trying to outlet it. And Gaston commits the foul, but for Broken Bow, that's not a bad foul because that long outlet pass was going to result in a one-on-one opportunity here for Gibbon as Van Mater was making a run out. So tossing in here is going to be Brown. Brown facing some pressure is able to give it to Walker. As Broken Bow is trying to trap the ball, but Brown stays ahead of it. And she'll drive through the lane, and she's hit on the body on the way in. I think they're probably going to call that on Morgan Heffley, who just came in. Well, it's going to be on Jade Atkins. She also just checked into the ball game. They were both there. And Walker will get the inbounds. Three-pointer, no good. Loy snags down the rebound for Broken Bow. That'll end the possession here. Not a bad look there for Walker right off of that inbounds. Pass in the lane, goes through the hands of one of the Indians. Picking it up here is going to be Gibbon, and then they turn the ball over. Shot by Brooks, no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds. And last touch by Gibbon. So Broken Bow leads it 27-15. And they'll inbound underneath their own basket, and the inbounds is going to be stolen away by Harley Brown. Brown heard one of the players clapping for the ball, and she was able to go where the sound was and make the steal. Her outlet pass, though, was knocked out of bounds by the Indians, so Gibbon now will have to inbound it. They face a little pressure. They're able to get it to Altman. Nisha Altman gives it up ahead here for Van Mater. Van Mater is going to drive in the lane off glass, rolls around. Nice shooter's touch as Van Mater will score. So just like that, lead is back down to 10. That's where we were at halftime. And on the bounce here is going to be Atkins. Atkins finds a cutter. Nice pass to Brooks, and Brooks is going to lay it up. Jasmine Brooks with a nice little layup in traffic there. Altman will get the inbounds. And she'll get the ball right back here to Harley Brown. Harley Brown across the timeline with 2:48 to go. Down by 17, will drive in the lane, and she's heading to the line. She ran into Loy. And Loy was there, but slid just a little bit. So she's going to be called for the block. Nice job there by Harley Brown, being aggressive, attacking the basket, and she's going to be rewarded with a couple of free throws. And the first one is up and good. That is only the second made free throw for Gibbon here in the ballgame. They're now 2 of 7. Broken Bow, 6 of 15 from the free throw line. Second free throw is up and good. So 29-19. 2:40 to go. We'll have a line change here from Broken Bow at the next stoppage. Lemberg will work it around the perimeter. They give it left side for Heffley. Heffley has it stolen away. With the steal here is going to be Van Mater. She'll lay it up with that right hand. It's up and in. Nice play there by Emma Van Mater. She's able to make the steal and lay it up. So the lead is down to 8. Entry pass on the inside. Van Mater knocked it loose, but picking it up is going to be Broken Bone. We got a foul on the missed shot on the roll runner. And that's going to be on Broken Bone. Going to be Brooks. There was a lot of bodies in there, a lot of pushing. I think that could have gone either way. But the officials had the foul. And so Broken Bow will send their starters back into the ball game. And across the timeline here is going to be Van Mater. Van Mater will give it off here left side for Brown. Brown will watch everybody cycle through. 29-21, 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Law pass going to be stolen away by Loy. So Loy makes the steal, and now across the timeline come the Indians. They're on the run, and there's Scott, and Scott is fouled on her way to the basket, and that'll be a little hand check on Harley Brown. And again for Brown, that's going to be her third foul. That's a problem, but that little runner off glass went in for Broken Bow, so it does take points off the board. Gaston on the inbounds. She'll put up the jumper on that left side. It's no good, but the rebound is taken out by Kirkpatrick. So Kirkpatrick keeps the possession going here for Broken Bow as the work of air on the right side for Gaston. Minute 35 to go. Left side, three-pointer up, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Van Mater. So Van Mater is able to pull down the bound. And here comes a little runner by Van Mater in transition. And she'll score. Never really was shut off, and she just dribbled all the way through. It wasn't a true fast break layup as the defense was back there, but she was able to shoot over the top of it before they were able to really put pressure on her. So Gaston, a little ball fake here for Broken Bow. She puts off the shot, and she's heading to the line as she was fouled by Van Mater. A little hip check there for Van Mater, and that's going to be her third foul. She doesn't agree with the call, but it was the right call. To the line to shoot a couple here is going to be Gaston. It is up, back in the iron, and no good. Michaela Walker going to come in. Van Mater will come out with 3 fouls with 1:06 to go. Here in the third quarter, it's 29-23. Second free throw is up and is also no good. Offensive rebound, though, laid up here by Bogey. Bogey's shot won't fall. And coming out of there with it is going to be Altman. So Altman is able to get it. And on the dribble here is going to be Brown. Brown on the drive, hit on the arm. And is it before the shot? Yes, it is. It's going to be a little reach here on Gaston. She was starting the process to shooting, but she was fouled before she was able to do it. So, on the baseline, Holly Brown triggers it in. They left Oatman alone, and Oatman will hit the bucket. So, Nisha Oatman hits the shot, and it's a four-point ball game. 42 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Timeout, Broken Bow. The Buffaloes have rattled off eight straight points, and they trail at 29-25, 40 seconds to go in the third. We're back after this 30-second timeout.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Broken Bow will inbound it. Nice little 8-0 run here for Gibbon. Bounce pass on the right wing. Gaston. Gaston gives it on that right sideline for Kirkpatrick. In the lane off of the screen, Bogey. And Bogey will hit the shot. So Bogey is able to hit the shot. 27 seconds left. Walker gets the ball back after she inbounded it. Brown brings it across the timeline. Walker will work past her. Standing near midcourt is going to be Brown. And now Walker will come and give a little help as she's not closely guarded just yet. Bounce pass on the left side here for Rachel Danielson. And they'll give it back out here for Walker. Walker works it in the lane. There's Brown. Turnaround jumper. Won't fall, but she's heading to the line. Harley Brown going hard to the basket after they got it into it just outside the line. And that's going to be on Julia Loy. And that's going to be the fourth on Loy. So Loy, the first one to four fouls for either team. Free throw here, back of the iron, and no good for number five, Harley Brown. And Brown will have one more free throw coming up. 31-25. Broken Bow has led throughout the game. And Broken Bow, Gibbon can cut that lead down to as little as five here. They can cut it in half in the first half, but the second free throw is no good. And rebound is taken out here by Bogey. Bogey passes up ahead. Half-court shot at the buzzer. Well short for Jasmine Brooks. And so that will do it for the first three quarters of play. Well, after being down by 10 at the end of two quarters, now Gibbon down by only six. They trail it to Broken Bow here. 31-25. We'll head to the fourth quarter right after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Gibbon has been able to work themselves back into this ballgame. They cut what was once a 12-point lead here in the second half down to four. Now a three-pointer on that left side by Brown, and she hits it. Harley Brown strokes in the three-pointer to start the fourth quarter, and we've got a three-point ball game. This is as close as it's been since the first couple minutes of the game. Left side, Kirkpatrick has it. She'll kick it off on the left side for Gaston. Gaston on that left side. It goes out of bounds. No, they saved it. Into the hands of Bogey. Bogey lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Gibbon staying on that ball. Did not allow Broken Bow a good look at the basket. In fact, they almost forced one turnover and finally forced the second. Last time Gibbon had the basketball, Harley Brown hit a three-pointer. And they do it here. We'll be tied for the first time since we tipped it off. Van Meter has it behind the three-point arc. She's picked up there by Gaston. They're going a little man-to-man, a little zone here as they get it off here for Tracy. Tracy gives left side for Brown. Brown Works off of a screen, set on that baseline by Cutterback. Gets it now to Cutterback, and Cutterback banks it in. Off of that screen, Brown was able to get it to Cutterback, and then Cutterback makes it a one-point ball game. 31-30, 6:44 to go here in the fourth quarter. Winner gets Minden tomorrow. Pass to the elbow. Boji, 15-foot jumper, good. So Carly Boji will make it from 15 feet, and in transition, the pass goes through the hands of Cutterback, and Gibbon has just turned the ball over. Unofficially, I have them with 22 turnovers in the game. 17 here for Broken Bow. Scott will bring across the timeline. It's Brown putting some pressure on. They'll give it off on the right side for Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick puts it on the baseline for Brooks. Brooks kicks it to the free throw line. There's Boji. 15-foot jumper, no good. Boji is able to pull down her own rebound. They'll try to work it on the inside. Pass is tipped around. Coming up with the basketball, and then falling down is Gibbon. Trying to pivot out of there was Hannah Cutterback, and Cutterback couldn't come up with, came up with a rebound, but couldn't find anywhere to pass the basketball, and ends up turning the ball over. So Broken Bow will inbound underneath their own basket. It's Gaston to toss it in, and she'll get it at the elbow, and we're going to have a push whistled on that inbounds play. They got it inside for Brooks, and she's pushed from behind by Rachel Danielson. For Danielson, that's just her first, and now four against Gibbon here in the second half. So inbounded in the lane, shot by Boji, no good, and Boji is fouled. And that will be a foul here on Hannah Cutterback. That's in her second, and so two free throws coming up here for Boji. So Boji with a chance to add to the lead here, and does. For Broken Bow, it's now 34-30 with 5:54 to go. 34-30. Second free throw, back the iron to no good. Pulling down the rebound is going to be Cutterback, and Cutterback has it ripped out of her hands by Boji. Boji then is going to fire the shot. No good. Offensive rebound, bucket and foul. Jasmine Brooks with a chance for a three-point play. So Jasmine Brooks with a chance for a three-point play, and we've got a timeout here for Gibbon. Gibbon calls the timeout. They trail it 36-30 with 5:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Well, after the missed shot, Gibbon had the ball in their hands but didn't really secure it. It then was ripped out of there by Brooks, and Brooks was able to take it in off the glass and then was fouled. And so a chance for a three-point play. Doing a little bit of scouting here for his top-ranked Minden Whippets is Rick Kermost on the far sideline, because the winner of this game will be taking on his Whippets tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Pre-game will start around 5:50 or so. On our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Who will be taking on the Whippets? Well, not decided just yet. Broken Bow has led throughout the game. That lead has been as many as 13 and as few as 1. And that's a free throw right now to try to add to that lead is going to be Jasmine Brooks. She's got one shot, and it is short. In fact, it does not even draw iron. And so Gibbon will inbound. And Brown will toss it in here for Emma Van Mater. Van Mater across the timeline. She has the top of the circle. Still has that dribble. And now in her left hand will pull up. Takes it half glass. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Boji. So Boji is able to pull down the defensive rebound after the miss on the other end. And now in the paint, there's Brooks for the jumper. No good. And a foul on the rebound that's reeled in here by Hannah Cutterback. So Cutterback will pull down the defensive rebound after Broken Bow missed the shot in transition, And that is going to be a 1-1 coming up on the other end. The foul on Cutterback will be her second. 8 as a team. And so Cutterback now will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. And the chance here with the clock turned off for Gibbon to chip into this lead a little bit, and they can't do it as the free throw is no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Brooks. So Brooks ends the possession, and they'll kick it to the elbow. Here's a 15-foot jumper by Bogey, and Bogey, nice shooter's touch, will rattle it in. Hit the back of the iron, went straight in the air, and then back through the net. Ball inbounded for Brown. Brown splits the defense here and has it across the timeline. 5-second count going on, and she has it stolen away, and a foul. Krisha Scott came up with the steal here. And trying to get the ball back is going to be on Harley Brown, and Brown is just fouled out of the ball game. And again, when that ball was turned over, she was trying to get it back, and she commits the turnover. So 4:59 to go here in the ball game. It is now 38-30, and that's now 7 fouls as a team against Gibbon here in the second half. So Christian Scott will shoot the front end of a 1-1 as both teams are in the bonus right now. And the free throw by Scott is on the way, rolls around and good. Hit the front of the rim and rolled around and in. Five minutes to go after having that lead cut down to 1. It's now back out to 9. And now make it 10 because both free throws are up and good here for Krisha Scott. She made the steal, was fouled, and hit both ends of the 1-1. So Van Mater across the timeline, trailing it now 40-30. Has it on the bounce. She'll give it off on the left wing. That's Altman. Altman came in, gets it in the lane here for Tracy. Tracy will shoot it, had the 3-second count going on her. She missed it, and Bogey is able to pull down the rebound. So Bogey with the rebound after the miss here by Gibbon. And now Broken Bow, they're going to milk the clock a little bit. They're going to be patient as Gaston will look at the zone here. She'll get it to the elbow for Brooks. Brooks gives it off for Gaston. Gaston drives, lost the basketball. They turn it over, so here comes Gibbon on the run after the turnover. They pass up ahead to Walker. Walker in traffic, shot no good. A defensive rebound there by Bogey, and then Bogey is going to be fouled. It was rebounded by Broken Bow, and then the foul. And again, Gibbon with a nice look inside, but couldn't get the shot to fall. And that's kind of the way things are going. If they hit a shot, they don't commit the foul. If they take care of the ball, don't turn it over, then they don't commit the foul. But the fouls have been a factor in this game here for Gibbon. And to the free throw line for the front end of 1-1 is going to be Bogey. Bogey's free throw is up and no good. Rebound to Cutterback. So Cutterback will pull down the rebound. And Van Mater will pull up from 15 feet in transition. Shot is no good. Rebounded by Scott. So Scott with the rebound after the miss here by Gibbon. And she'll bring it in the offensive zone. She kicks it for Kirkpatrick to the elbow. That's Brooks. And a little jump stop on that left wing by Brooks. But that's going to be a turnover on Broken Bow. She, before she put up the jump stop, turned it over. And timeout here. Jim Rayburn comes over the bench, asks for the timeout. With 3:49 to go, a 30-second timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Buffaloes are down by 10. They'll inbound it when we come back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney delivers.
Well, it appears that Axtell will be moving on over in the D19 at Kearney Catholic. Axtell right now leading Amherst 46-25. Here, Gibbon has the basketball down 40-30. They bring it across the timeline. Driving on that right side is Van Mater. Van Mater stops on the baseline, kicks it between the circles here for Nisha Altman. Altman has it, gives it left side for Van Mater. Van Mater backing out from behind the arc. And again, wherever she goes, Rachel Gaston staying right with her. Little ball fake. Kicks it left side for Walker. Walker's going to skip it out here for Altman. Altman gives it back left side for Walker. Walker at the elbow. Back out here for Altman. And again, Gibbon down by 10, taking some time off the clock here. And it'll be a turnover. On that pass on the right side, Gibbon lost the ball. And that'll be another turnover unofficially. I have them for 25 turnovers in the game. Scott will kick left side. There's Gaston. She's going to fire a long two that's strong, but off the glass and into the hands of Jasmine Brooks. And Brooks will make the putback. So 42-30. 3 minutes to go. That lead back up to 12, and with it is number 12, Van Mater. Van Mater gives it off right side. Jumper good by Cutterback. Cutterback with a nice little shot there, giving assist to Van Mater. And now Gibbon back here on that 2-3 zone. We'll see if they get a little aggressive here as the ball's kicked to the elbow. Nice pass by Brooks. Shot won't fall on the inside by Bogey, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Gibbon. Larissa Tomlinson and Madison Hyde checking in here for the Buffaloes. And Scott will inbound on the baseline for the Indians. The Indians get the elbow to Bogey. Bogey's going to kick it around the perimeter. Back inside here for Brooks. Brooks off glass, no good. Shot won't fall. Cutterback pulls down the rebound. Then Cutterback on the outlet has it be a held ball. And Cutterback went down hard off of that held ball. And the Buffaloes will have the Indians will have the ball. They've got the possession arrow. They get it inside. They get a bucket and a foul. Jasmine Brooks was able to step in front of the defense, took it high off glass, was hit from behind. And now she'll try to add all 3 points on this possession as she was fouled. And the free throw is up and no good. But an offensive rebound on the inside. And Kirkpatrick will take it high off glass, and she'll score. So after the miss, Kirkpatrick with the bucket, and a 14-point lead now for Broken Bow. Pass lobbed to near midcourt. That's Walker. Walker backing in against Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick out here for Emma Van Mater. Van Mater gives off on the left side here for Tomlinson. Pass in the lane, knocked away by the Indians. They force the turnover, and Gibbon commits the foul. And after cutting a large lead down to one, Gibbon just kind of ran out of some offensive juice here as the fourth quarter has pretty much belonged to Broken Bow. Early in that fourth quarter, off of a three-pointer, Gibbon had the lead cut down to one, but then Broken Bow has been able to outdistance them, and they right now are adding to the free throw to the lead from the free throw line as Gaston hits the first of two. That's now 10 fouls that have been whistled. That was the third foul on Cutterback. So one more free throw on the way here for Gaston, and it's back the iron, no good. And pulling down the rebound is Walker, and then Walker is fouled. So Walker will pull down the rebound, walk to the other end of the court, and Walker will be shooting free throws as Brooks was called for the foul. So this will be a 1-1. Final 1-1 of the game for both of these two teams. And the free throw is a little bit short. Rebounded by Bogey. So Bogey comes up with the bound. And we got a timeout here for Broken Bow. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. It's time now to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Minute 41 to go in the ball game, 47-32. Broken Bow with the lead and the ball. We come back after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Broken Bow with the basketball as they inbound it, working around the perimeter. There's Gaston. Gaston now has it to Scott. It's 47-32, 15-point lead with a minute and a half to go here. And Broken Bow, nice pass on the inside. Laying it up and in is going to be Krisha Scott. They got it at the elbow and right down the lane. A nice pass there from Bogie to Scott for the easy bucket. Here's Walker firing the three for Gibbon. It is no good. Long rebound is pulled out of there by Van Mater. And now the three-pointer on the left side, no good. And the rebound this time goes to Carly Bogie. So Bogie will pull down the bound. And across the timeline in the final minute is going to be Krisha Scott. It'll be the Indians who will have the task of giving Minden their first loss of the season. That game will be 6 o'clock on our sister station. Classic hits 98.9, followed by Centura and Kearney Catholic. There's passing around the perimeter here. Brooks tried to enter it in, and we're going to have a foul that's going to be called on Jasmine Brooks. Broken Bow would turn the ball over. Brooks was trying to get it back immediately and committed the foul, so that'll stop the clock with 38.8 to go. And Broken Bow will make a line change after Van Meter will shoot the first two free throws. And the first one is on the way and is good. Rachel Danielson and Macy Stahl checking in here for Gibbon. For Broken Bow, Charmaine Pop into the game for the first time tonight. Whitney Wallace out there as well. Morgan Heffley checked into the game. And also Jade Atkins. The free throw is no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. And that is going to go against the Buffaloes. That'll go on Hyde. So 33-49, and a couple of free throws coming up here for Whitney Wallace. And again, she has two free throws coming up here. And the first one is up and short. Michaela Stank checking in here for a Broken Bow. And Sarah Van Ert in here for the Buffaloes. Free throw is up and good. So in the book with a point here is going to be Whitney Wallace. 35 seconds to go. On the bounce here, Danielson. Danielson gives it up on the right side for Van Ert. Sarah Van Ert will help work it around the perimeter. There's Tomlinson. She's going to fire a three. It's no good. Rebounded out here for Atkins. Atkins passes up ahead. Wallace shot no good. Offensive rebound. Off glass up and in for Shelby Lindberg. So Shelby Lindberg with the bucket. There's 8 seconds left. And time's running out. They just throw it up at the buzzer on that left side. And Madison Hyde can't hit the three at the buzzer. So your final score. It's Broken Bow, 52, Gibbon, 33. The Buffaloes will end their season at 2-20. Broken Bow is now 7-16 on the year, and they'll be taking on Minden tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Once again, your final, it's 52-33. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Report coming up right after this.
Going to bowling is out for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Remember, Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Broken Bow will have a pretty tough task tomorrow, but they live to fight another day. They're 7-16 after their 52-33 win over Gibbon. And Gibbon will end their season at 2-20. And again, in the early stages of that fourth quarter, they'd have been able to erase most of the lead there as they trailed late in the third, then early in the fourth. They trailed, they cut the lead down to one. And then after that, they only scored three more points the rest of the way. And so it was 31-30 at one point. And they've only scored 3 points after that. So a 21-3 run to end the basketball game here for Broken Bow, and they win it comfortably 52-33. So that comeback attempt here for Gibbon just kind of ran out of gas in that fourth quarter, and Broken Bow wins this one comfortably 52-33. Taking a look at some of the numbers unofficially, shooting from behind the arc, Gibbon was 3 of 20, Broken Bow was 1 of 9. Overall shooting from the field, Gibbon being 13 of 44, and Broken Bow was 20 of 56. Free throws, 11 of 30 was Broken Bow, and Gibbon finished 4 of 12. Unofficially, Broken Bow with 42 rebounds in the game. Gibbon had 30, and turnovers, 26 turnovers for Gibbon compared to 20 for Broken Bow. So be something that Broken Bow will need to clean up for tomorrow. Checking the numbers here, we'll begin first of all for the Indians. Leading the way for them was Jasmine Brooks. Brooks finished with 17 points on the night, including 5 rebounds. Ashley Kirkpatrick had 10 points. Carly Bogie had 7. Krisha Scott, 6. Julia Loy, 5. Rachel Gaston with 4. Shelby Lindberg with 2. And Whitney Wallace with 1. Leading rebounder here was Carly Bogie. She finished with 10 rebounds. So Bogie, 7 points and 10 rebounds here for Broken Bow. Unofficially shooting from the field, 20 of 56. That's about 35.7%. They were 1 of 9 from behind the arc for 11%. And they shot 37% from the free throw line, did Broken Bow, who are now 7-16 on the season. For Gibbon, they were led tonight by Emma Van Bader. Van Bader finished with 10 points in the game. Harley Brown with 9. Hannah Cutterback with 6. Michaela Walker with 6. Nisha Altman finished with 2 points in the contest. Unofficially, Cutterback with 9 rebounds. Brown finished with 8. 5 for Emma Van Bader, and 2 for Faith Tracy. Shooting from the field overall, 13 of 44 for 29.5%, 10 of 24 inside the lane for 41%. That's not bad, but their three-point shooting, they were 3 of 20 for 15%. And again, if you want to pull off what would be a mild upset, you probably have to shoot a little bit better from the free throw line. They were 4 of 12 for 33%. So once again, it is Broken Bow who's able to pick up the win here, 52-33. Gibbon will end their season at 2-19 on the year, and they're going to be losing some starters here. Hannah Cutterback, Harley Brown, both seniors. Emma Van Mader, also a starter. She is a senior, so losing 3 starters will be the Gibbon Buffaloes. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back and talk with the coaches. We come back right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Once again, our final 52-33 as Broken Bow ends the season here for the Gibbon girls. And Gibbon will finish their year at 2-20. Again, our final here, 52-33, which means tomorrow Broken Bow will be taking on top-ranked and undefeated Minden. Minden comes in at 22-0 on the season, and they will get together tomorrow at 6 o'clock. That'll be followed by Kearney Catholic and Centura. That'll be the third matchup between those two teams, as Kearney Catholic has been able to pick up the first two wins there. So Kearney Catholic and Minden probably the favorites here in this sub-district. And again, we'll see if that bears out tomorrow, as it'll be the job of Broken Bow to figure out how to slow down Minden, and that's not going to be an easy task for anybody. Kind enough to join us to talk about tonight's game is the head coach of the Lady Buffaloes, Jim Rayburn. And I'll tell you what, Coach, your girls didn't have any give up in them, because down big, they were able to cut it down to one in that midway through the second half.
Yeah, we made a nice run. At halftime, we told them we've got to be able to attack them and look for the open shot, because it seemed like we would pass up an open shot to make two passes to throw the ball to the other guys. And we did a pretty good job of that to start off.
Yeah, shoot it before you lose it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you guys really found a way to kind of battle back. And I thought you got some a big three-pointer early in that fourth quarter that made it pretty interesting when you got that three-pointer from Walker. And that really kind of energized you guys. You just kind of really kind of had the feeling that you guys were on a roll.
Yeah, it did. You know, when you make a shot like that and get back in the game, it picks up your defense and it gets a lot more energy back on the basketball team. And it seemed like once we got to that point, we found ways to beat ourselves, as kind of has been the case this year.
Yeah, it was 33-32 at one point, and then you guys only scored a couple more. I think a 21-3 run at the end of the game.
Yeah.
For Broken Bow. What kind of happened down the stretch?
I think we just had too many turnovers, and then they beat us back on defense a couple times. And, you know, because we threw the ball away, and they were right to pick it for a layup. And I remember at one time it was a 14-2 run, and then they got some cheap ones on us at the end. But you know, I got to give my hats off. My kids don't quit. We're not the most. We got to figure out how to win basketball games.
Yeah, well, and you got a little time to kind of put that together. You are losing three senior starters, though. Talk a little bit about the importance of Harley Brown, Hannah Cutterback, and Emma Van Meter.
Three excellent kids. You know, this summer those kids were in when we took over the program, trying to make this thing better. And you know, and they give us leadership on that aspect. But they're going to be very sorely missed. We've got a really nice eighth grade class coming in that we've been doing a lot of work with. And we even won a missed basketball tournament with them a couple months ago. So, you know, it's time to step up to the new kids, and we got to get this fixed.
How young will you be next year? I mean, you're bringing back a sophomore starter, a junior starter. Obviously, you kind of pencil them in early on as starters.
Oh, yeah.
But how are you guys going to be?
Very freshmen. We're going to play a lot of freshmen. I mean, 2 to 3 definitely will start for us next year. And, I mean, unless we have some major improvements on some other aspects, you know, in the summertime. And we're going to be young again. It's going to be one more year that I think is going to be a tough rebuilding year, and then I think we're going to be able to get this back where it should be.
Well, there's always an ebb and a flow, Coach, and you know, sometimes what doesn't kill you makes you stronger down the stretch.
Well, it almost killed us, you know. Kind of stroked out on last Tuesday, you know.
I wasn't going to really bring that up. I didn't really mean it like that, but after I said it, I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's you know, me and my coaching staff's had a lot of success, and you know, it's been a humbling year for us to try to get this rebuilt. But, you know, hats off to our kids for not quitting. They busted it for us and did what we tried to do, and we just weren't quite there yet.
And that was a big thing. I mean, they left it out there. I mean, you got to be proud of the effort tonight.
Absolutely.
That's what it all boils down to.
No quitting our kids. I was extremely proud of that fact. And that's been that way all year. They don't quit. We just make enough errors to hurt ourselves and be our problem.
Yeah, well, but it's a learning experience for everybody, Jim.
Yep. Thanks, Randy.
Appreciate the time. Be well.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. That's Jim Rayburn, the head girls basketball coach here for the Buffaloes. They end their season at 2-20. Once again, our final 52-33. Don't forget tomorrow, right here on ESPN, we'll have coverage of the D19 being played over at Kearney Catholic as Axtell will take on Overton at 6 o'clock. That'll be followed by Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth. A tip that's scheduled for 7:45. And on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Broken Bow will take on Minden at 6, and then Centura and Kearney Catholic at 7:30. I'm Randy Bushker for engineer Jeff Babel back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.